This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I want to dance with you right now.
All right, what do you want first, the gross news or the silly news? What? You want gross first?
Yeah, rip gross.
Okay, gross news first. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, as we get started with another hour of conversation to make your day much better. At least people talk about the things we're talking about. Did you hear what Stefan said this morning about this or that? Did you hear it? And they may not even be able to attribute it to me or to Jennifer or Victoria. We're all here together on the DJB experience. This is not a surprise, however. A study out this week suggests that people actually do pee in the pool. And if you want to know how much people are peeing in the pool, you're about to find out. The research team spent weeks and weeks and weeks testing how much urine there was in pools and hot tubs, looking at the concentration of a certain artificial sweetener found in a lot of processed foods that passes through the body. This is pretty gross. In one public pool, it was estimated swimmers had left 20 gallons of pee. Another pool, about half that size, about 8 gallons of pee. And if you're shocked by that, here's some more. The team also tested a handful of hot tubs, found concentrations of pee there even higher. In one hotel jacuzzi, there's a concentration of pee 3 times higher than the worst swimming pool that they found. So if you're wondering why people spent all this time studying what most people already knew anyway, this is in the name of hygiene. Hi-ho. Where do we go? The researchers want to raise awareness about the risks of peeing in the pool. I always thought that urine was, in some cultures, it's used as a sterilizer. You knew that, right?
Well, it is sterile, but I think when I read something about this, it's the problem is when urine combines with the pool chemicals, that there's some reaction that you can have, like you can get a skin rash, or if it gets in your eyes.
So that's why it's better in my pool, because peeing in my pool is okay because I don't use chemicals. I use those, it's a salt based new kind of cleaning thingamabobber.
Plus, and he takes his baths in the pool anyway, so he's got soap and all that other stuff in there.
Yeah, the soap in the pool.
Yeah. That makes it fine. Yeah.
But now you've admitted that you're taking baths and peeing in your pool, which is disturbing. Although I think, I've said for years that anybody who says they don't...
I'm not disturbed by it. It's my pool. Go ahead. What did you say? Okay. Yeah? No, go ahead.
I have always said that anybody who says that they don't pee in the pool or seemed outraged by the idea that you pee in the pool, everybody pees in the pool. And if you admit it or not, we know. And we know the ones that say they don't are the ones that are peeing the most.
That's right. Please. They're the peers, most of the
people. Well, I will say this. I have not peed in a pool in a very, very long time. Like, since being an adult, I don't think I've actually peed in a pool.
Really?
So, I mean, yeah. So, that's but... I know what Jennifer's saying. People who are normally like, I mean, but I'm also a beach person, so we just pee in the ocean.
Pee in the ocean?
Yeah.
It's more outrageous.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You're responsible for the fouling up of our environment. That's
yes,
your
it's all me.
All right. People who don't necessarily get along or people who do? A couple that doesn't get along. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. The way there are all kinds of things that happened here, a collision of missteps and happenstance. But one of the things that helped bungle the best picture presentation was that these two were fighting like children as to who was presenting and who was going to get this light, and the ego is unbelievable here. One of the people that I saw writing about Beatty said he was so angry he didn't want to be presenting with Dunaway anyway because they don't like each other. And he refused to let his rehearsal be filmed and they told him they needed his, they needed him to be there so they could block out the show properly. And he said, "Nah, I'm not doing anything with her." And he walked off the stage. So she did the rehearsal herself. And during the rehearsals, they were both back and forth at each other, ignoring, what? Grow up. Good Lord. Imagine. It's really amazing. Okay. So now you've heard about the Brad and, what did they used to call him? Bradgelina?
Brangelina.
Brangelina.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, the off again, on again conversation is on again now. They're talking to each other.
Oh, you mean with Jennifer Aniston?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, it was, it's Jennifer Aniston, right?
Jennifer Aniston.
Ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting. So if you're Justin Theroux, do you get a little like, what are you doing? Why are you texting your ex-husband who's Brad Pitt?
Yeah. If I was Jennifer Aniston, I would run away quickly.
Because?
Yeah, I think that's better
I don't know. She's already, when were they together? It's been years and years and years, and now she's finally married to another guy and happy. And there's still all of this talk about the two of them together. Like, Brad Pitt is not a, you just don't want to be associated with him. That's what I feel like. Just run away.
Why? Because you think he's a dirtbag? Why do you not want to?
Well, I mean, he cheated on her, and then he was with Angelina, and that's fine. I don't know. I just don't think that Brad Pitt is good news for Jennifer Aniston. What good things has he ever brought her since they stopped being together? Nothing.
And she said famously that he's missing a sensitivity chip. Which, really? Doug, you have, and we enjoy your sensitivity chip. But
well,
yeah,
I'm not friends with Jennifer Aniston or I wouldn't. And by the way, the business about what goes on with I don't know why I have been investigating marijuana for several different reasons, not because of my own personal use, but because there's a discussion in town that a couple of people want to grow it, and so I've been asked to give.
Well, it's legal
my,
in Massachusetts now, right?
Yeah, it is. So they need to grow it. And somebody said, what can you tell us about this? Some people in town. And so I've added my 2 cents worth as its value. But in looking around, what came back to me was how Brad got her onto pot. And she's now like a certified pothead, apparently. She's always token up. And it's like the Willie Nelson thing.
I don't know that he's responsible for that. I think that she's always been that way.
Has she?
And I think maybe the two of them had that in common.
Ah, okay.
Because when they got divorced, he had said that he was unhappy in the marriage, and he realized he woke up one day and realized that they didn't have much in common, and he was smoking way too much.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe she got him into it. I don't know.
And then the revelation.
Isn't that funny that a lot of times the women are the ones to blame, like with Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, but everybody always blames
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, they always blame Bobby Brown.
Yeah. And then there's the Harrison Ford rumor about how much he uses marijuana.
Yeah.
It's disturbing, though. For somebody who doesn't like to even be around it, I don't mind it being legalized. I'm happy to have it be legalized, and I think all drugs ought to be legalized, and we just tax the hell out of them, but. It's disconcerting. Maybe that's the best way to put it. It's disconcerting. Okay, let's get everybody comfortable. How'd you sleep last night? Let's go around the room. Start with you, Kara. Did you have a little more sleep than you did the night before? You only had 3 or 4 hours the night before. How much did you get last night?
I'm still asleep. I'm dreaming of being back in my bed.
Really?
So good. Yeah.
I've been having dreams about dreams. I woke up. It's interesting you said that. I woke up this morning or in the middle of a. I don't remember what time it was, but I know it was a weird kind of wake up, but I've had it 3 or 4 times in the last couple of weeks where I'm dreaming about being in a dream. And maybe it's because I've found these wonderful sheets from Parachute. Parachutehome.com/DJV is the way for you to get yourself wrapped around the bedding that is more comfortable than anything else. The way that you raise a child. Remember when Megan was teaching me how to wrap Miles when he was a little baby up in swaddling? They do the swaddle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was thinking about how much better it would have been if he were able to use these Parachute sheets to do that because they're so soft, they're so comfortable. It's Egyptian cotton. Jennifer, how did you sleep last night?
Like a rock.
Like a rock. We all have parachute sheets now that we're sleeping around.
Yeah.
And Victoria, you've had no problem. All I can hear from you is, I want to go back to bed.
Yes.
I want to go back to bed. Yeah. Well, we spend a lot of our time there. Some of us spend more time there than others.
Some of us would like to spend more time there.
Some of us would like to spend more time there.
Yes, please.
That's right. The fiber, the fact that this is super comfortable, they have such a great guarantee. 60-night trial usage of these sheets. You don't like them? You send them back. They've sold thousands and thousands and thousands of these sheets. They have a great storefront in Los Angeles in a very funky neighborhood that I love, actually. It's down on Rose. It's right almost across the street. If you know anything about L.A., Jennifer certainly does, but you've heard of the Gold's Gym in Venice.
Well, Hogan used to work out there.
Yeah.
Isn't that where Arnold Schwarzenegger also used to work out?
Yep. Yeah. It's a really
he owns it now or something?
Funky, yeah. Arnold owns most of that part. Arnold owns half of Venice and half of Santa Monica. Anyway, there's a funky kind of a really neat neighborhood right on the... It's right near where I used to live on the Venice-Santa Monica border. And it's just a kind of neat little area. And you go down this new gentrified street... And it's Rose Avenue, and you see this beautiful storefront, and all these sheets and towels and things there, and that's, you go in and you look around, and that's the headquarters for Parachute. And you can go in there if you want to, but why do that when you can just go online to parachutehome.com/DJV and order what you want. Look around at the sheets, the pillowcases, duvet covers, the towels, they've got all kinds of linens and things. You'll love it. We love it. We're happy to recommend it to you. And you get free shipping when you use the DJV on the other end of the slash. All right? ParachuteHome.com/DJV. I can't. That's a hard word to say. Have you ever noticed that? Slash. Slash. Anyway, visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV and get free shipping on your parachute, your beautiful parachute sheets. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dad, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie taking a, what do they call it, a TV timeout? He's taking a radio timeout. And this is Bruno Mars, who, I don't know about you girls, but as soon as I hear Bruno Mars, you just get this smile on your face. It's pretty incredible how he does that with his music. It makes you want to dance right away, for sure.
Yeah, you know, I was not that big of a fan of his music for the longest time. And then, I don't know, something over the last year or two with his new album and all of his performances, I mean, he's really good. He's, like, better than everyone else out there right now.
Well, and he's great live, too, if you could ever have a chance to see him.
Yeah, he's got a new tour. It's Victoria. You've got the story here.
He's preparing for his 24-carat magic tour, and he's on the cover of the Wall Street Journal Men's Fashion issue this month, talking about how he prepares for the tour and what he wants people to take away when they leave. And he said, "I want the show to be powerful because people spent some money on a ticket. I've seen Prince and Michael Jackson live. Those are nights I will remember forever. I'm not doing my job unless I leave a piece of me everywhere I go." So, and believe me, I have seen him twice, and he does leave a piece of himself on the stage. He is incredible. He just dance and sing the whole time. It's a great show.
Now, they also asked him about doing carpool karaoke, which I think is such a fun, clever idea that James Corden started on his show in England. Here's a little bit of Bruno Mars doing carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Living it up in the city. Hey, got trucks on, it's Saint Laurent. I gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. So pretty, too hot, hot damn. Got a police and a fireman, I'm too hot, hot damn.
They asked him about doing that, and he said, "My biggest memory of that day was that the second it ended, I got a little depressed. It's the last day of vacation, and you feel sad that it's over." He said, "It was so euphoric. I just wanted to do it again. His commitment was everything. We left it all in the car. I think he's 100% on his way to being one of the greats. He has unquantifiable energy where you want to watch it and be a part of it somehow." So those are big words from Bruno Mars about James Corden.
And he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. Really not. And that's, I think, carpool karaoke, you know, it was really interesting to watch the late night scene. because it all sort of blew up with the grenade, like we're listening to from Bruno Mars, all at the same time. And we had a big rush of new late-night talk show hosts to get used to. And I think people probably looked at James Corden and went, oh, this guy, who is it? Maybe they were familiar with him from his acting and Into the Woods or something, but who is this guy? And I think he was able to sell himself to America with this carpool karaoke bit, and I do think he's on his way to greatness.
Absolutely. I mean, it already has its own show spinoff, so I saw a clip of Billy Eichner in the carpool karaoke with Metallica, so that's going to be on Apple TV, though, I think. But that's going to be a great show to see, too.
And, you know, kudos to Bruno Mars for not just charging a lot and not delivering on a show for his fans. I mean, there's so many. Not to name names or incriminate the guilty, but I went to see a concert at the Hollywood Bowl with Phil Collins. And I'm not a huge Phil Collins or Genesis fan, but my mom was. So this was a Mother's Day gift for her several years ago.
What?
And it started to sprinkle, and he quit the show early. He left without completing his set, and he said, "We've got to get out of here. It's too wet," and just took off. And I was so disappointed, because you do pay a ton of money to go see people, and when they don't give it all to you, you really do feel it.
Wasn't the stage covered? Wasn't he at least covered?
He was covered. The rest of us were the ones sitting out there. That's what made it even more insulting.
Oh, Phil Collins.
For Bruno Mars for delivering. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
And Doug goes away, it's because I just dropped my tea on the floor. And who knows what wires it'll get into. All right, hello. We'll have no crossed wires here. This is the DJB Experience. A good day is about to be had by all. Looking at beautiful blue skies where I am windy, though. But the interesting weather news of the day today, for all those of you who are consumers of that information with Doug and Jennifer and Victoria, is that there hasn't been a flake of snow in Chicago this winter. Not one, for the first time since
crazy.
The weather records have been kept, not one snowflake has fallen in Chicago.
Well, even the snow's afraid to go to Chicago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah. Right. Stay away. We have 40-50 mile an hour winds here in the Boston area today. I can just I hardly wait to take off this afternoon into that. Boom, bang, bang, boom, 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 boom. It's just one of the entrails of this big storm system that's gone across the country that's created tornadoes. I think 2-3 people died every day over the last 2-3 days because of tornadoes here and there. It's tough for us to We've done a pretty good job, I think, as in the human condition, as humans, of getting around or surviving in some of Mother Nature's wrath. But the more complicated our lives become, the more dependent we are on things that are technologically connected, when they go out, like we're the program that we do that you listen to is brought to you digitally over a lot of internet connections. And they are subject to all kinds of weird things, including the weather. Because sometimes if the telephone poles are, if the wires above ground, you're subject to what goes on in the weather. If they're under the ground, remember last week when I had to go off the air for a couple of hours. I didn't finish the day. Was it last Monday? I think it was last Monday.
Yeah, I think it was. Mm-hmm.
All that mm-hmm. horrible rain. And even though all the wires are underground, there was so much rain, it compromised the wires underground, and I had to go away. Mm-hmm. So it's something we all have to live with. It's not that tragic. It's not that horrible. It just is one of those things that we need to be able to just kind of roll with the punches. Doing that is important. We're going to do Biff and Biff in the sports news in a few minutes. This is something that intrigues me because it's good. You've heard me and all of us talk a little, sometimes more than others, about these GoFundMe accounts and crowdfunding in general, which I'm very supportive of. I think it's been used for a lot of great things, commercially and nonprofits, raising money, asking people, finding people. And that's one of the great things about the internet and communication. Find people that you have something in common with, and you can support and or help a cause or a business. And so what I find fascinating is that there's a GoFundMe account. Now, it's a crowdfund to have Muslims, find Muslims, in fact, who have good stories to tell and getting them to tell it. This crowdfund gives funding to films and stories that show authentic, positive Muslim stories. The filmmaker is Iman Zahari, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He says, we're going to break down this hate. We want to bring stories. There are stories to tell, and there are. I'm sure there are. And maybe this isn't just about the travel ban, which is being softened, very quietly, as you've noticed, perhaps. It's being softened here and there. But I just think in general, and I don't even know that I think, I mean, I think it's appropriate to have them use the money wherever and however they want to. It doesn't just necessarily have to be about Muslims. They're just great stories to tell. But because there's so much focus on this, and in my opinion, there's so much misinformation about Muslims in general, mm-hmm. that this is a good deal. So far, they have raised $50,000, I think, for this. And people are giving money. The films are inexpensive to make, a couple of $1,000 a piece just for somebody to tell the story. It really becomes a video podcast. That's the way I look at it. But people are asking for the stories, and they're going to produce them and have them available. I just think it's a cool thing. I just like this sort of thing because I don't like stereotypes. I don't like people that don't want to seemingly get along just to be angry about something for no good reason. It's brother and brother, or whether it's...
It's the ultimate fear-based thinking, which you've often referenced, Doug.
Yes.
That is fear-based thinking.
I mean, anytime you can break down boundaries, and for a lot of people who don't encounter, you know, Muslim Americans or just Muslims in general during their normal day, then I think it's a good thing for them to be able to see what it's actually like to be a Muslim. Yeah.
Okay. So, can I tell you the honest to goodness, I don't really I never pull my punches here. I am bothered by women wearing burqas. It bothers me, and I don't know why it bothers me. It just bothers me. Women
because
in
you're
burqas,
Western. Of course it would bother
it is?
You.
I'm not afraid of anything. I don't know what it is about it. It just bothers me. I can't tell you that I can put my finger on it. But I don't know.
If there's something about it that makes you uncomfortable, yeah. But I don't think it's a given, though, that because you're Western that it makes you uncomfortable. I don't think, because there are a lot of people.
No, but I think it represents something that Western culture isn't necessarily supportive of. It represents the covering and suppression of women. And so I think if you, if it's bothering
it
Doug, I mean, it doesn't bother me. It bothers me when I go, gosh, how sad that you have to be covered up, these beautiful, you know, but I don't really judge because that's their religion. And so I say, okay, I just move on. It doesn't bother me. But if it bothers Doug, I would say it's not because he's afraid. I would think it's more because it's not necessarily what we support. It's not a Western culture ideal to cover up our women. We allow women to reveal
right,
their
but do
ankles.
You mean, Doug, like a full burqa, like the face covered, or do you mean a hijab? I mean, there's so many variations
in
the middle.
I think the complete covering makes me awkward, but also, I don't know if awkward's the right word, but also when I see women working, for example, yesterday, I was in a store, I think, if I remember where I was, and I saw a woman who had head garb on. And it may be, I think, Jennifer,
was
you may be right. It's just not what
or?
I'm used to. Maybe it's not, it isn't that I, it isn't even, I'm not uncomfortable. I just, it's unusual and different. And I don't know that I can give you any better description than that. And
and in our culture, in Western culture, America, we look at uplifting women. I think it's very much part of the culture that we want women to be equals. We want to make sure women have the same opportunities and make the same choices. I would just guess that that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, the face covering thing, like when it gets to that level of burqa where all it's just, you know, the woman's eyes are the only thing allowed to be seen, that, as a woman, that bothers me. But the headscarf type of hijab thing, I mean, that to me is the equivalent of Hasidic Jews are all, they all
yeah,
wear
that. Yeah, or Amish people, I mean, who are very covered up.
Or even
okay,
Catholic
so maybe
nuns,
this is,
you know?
There's another approach. You've hit on suppression of women, and that's something, yes, that I think probably subconsciously bothers me. But I will tell you that there's another angle to it. And I've said this about even going into restaurants where people who don't speak English well or at all expect me to communicate with them in their language. Get lost. I'll go out of the restaurant and go find somebody who speaks English. I'm going to spend money.
So no
know,
French
that sounds
dining
arrogant.
For you?
Go, what's that?
No French dining for you?
No, well, I don't know.
I know.
Probably
you're
not. I mean,
about
I
like
find
fast
somebody,
food,
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and that they want us to adapt to them, and they're here in our country. Hello. When I go to France, to use that as an example, you can't go into a Parisian restaurant and speak anything other than French if you want to get served. They won't serve you. They'll ignore you. I've had it happen to me half a dozen times in
France. France has a national law that a lot of people don't know about, but it is illegal for a French person, and this is upheld in Paris mostly, strictly, it is illegal for them to speak anything except French to you
so
initially.
So maybe we ought to make that the
so
law
you have
here.
To, well, no, but you have to speak French initially.
No,
and
I
then
got it, okay,
say,
so that's fine if that's fair there, and
that's
it is.
A law.
I give it to them. Good. Then we ought to have that here. And then we aren't changing.
But we don't have an official language in America.
Them.
People think it's English, but we don't have an official language.
We ought to have an official language.
Well, then that would have to start with English being the official language.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, that's not a law. That's not a thing in America.
No,
we don't have a religion,
right.
And we don't have a language.
Right. Yep. Well, you couldn't believe
people think, oh, we're a Christian
people
nation.
Think we have a language. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
a
religion, which is troubling for me as well. Anyway. But there is this element of people who come here for whatever the reason in their arrogance, and I'm not saying this across the board, I'm just saying it in some circumstances, they want us to change. And I don't mind, everybody's got their own tradition and culture. You see people that are very good-looking men from India who dress nattily in the Indian attire, the garb, the suits that Indian men wear in business are different than what we wear, kind of like the old leisure suits, but they're very, I think that attire is quite attractive for a man. But it doesn't take me back like seeing a woman with the headgear. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
So for whatever the reason, there it is. Yeah, let's do some sports, okay? Biff and Biff. Sports news.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Enough of the other stuff.
Charge.
Let's get to the sports. All right, because there's an NHL story. You want to? Biff Horn will take that one.
I like that one. I do.
She likes the NHL. So
and plus, I'm not going to take the next one because I can't say that guy's name. So yeah. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, that to Victoria, right. She can practice while you're doing
it. She's done it already, so I know she's capable. I have no doubt that she'll be fine. All right, so Las Vegas, after all the rumors, all the swirling and whirling, Las Vegas is getting their own hockey team. The NHL will officially have 31 teams because hockey's awesome. Next season, the league announced that the Vegas Golden Knights, which I think is a terrible name for
a team.
A
horrible name.
Horrible. It's like high school football here, people.
Knights on ice? I mean, it's weird. It's the icecapades.
Terrible. They completed the expansion transaction Wednesday. They're now an operating member of the NHL. And this is interesting. The Maloof family is behind this. The Maloof family, very big in the casino business. They have a ton of money. So they're behind bringing hockey to Las Vegas. And they're the first major professional sports franchise for Vegas. So they're also hoping that the Oakland Raiders will follow suit and come so that they'll have football and hockey. An expansion draft will be held on June 21st. And you'll learn then the makeup of the Golden Knights.
Ah, how exciting is that? Ooh, won't sleep a wink until that happens.
This is a great arena, though. The arena that they built for the hockey team is really, really nice.
I hope they didn't use public money to build the damn thing. Did they?
I don't know. Taxpayers, I'm sure probably to some extent, but I'm sure the Maloofs have something to do with it, too.
All right, let's see here. We have a former NBA star getting the MLK Award for tolerance in Jerusalem. This is an interesting sort of twist on reality. What's the story here, Victoria?
Yeah, former NBA star Amari Stoudemire received the MLK Jr. Award. He's got some backlash that he's facing now because 2 days after he was honored with this award, he gave an interview to Israel's Wall of Sport, which is, I guess, their local sports news outlet, and he revealed that he would avoid a gay teammate in the locker room. So much so that he said, I'm going to shower across the street, make sure my change of clothes are around the corner, and I'm going to drive and take a different route to the gym. So he's extremely homophobic. He's gotten in trouble in the past for tweeting homophobic slurs at other opposition teams, so he doesn't have a great track record with this.
So
but
how
Jason
do you get this
Collins,
award?
Exactly, that's what everyone wants to know.
10 before the hour.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you are traveling and you're renting a car, some ideas about saving money on car rentals, plus my story, courtesy of Fox,
which is a place you don't ever want to rent a car from. Trust me, I'll give you that info in a few moments. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com. The question at the moment, however, is aimed at those people who have businesses, medium-sized businesses, small. Maybe you got a travel business. Maybe you have an internet business like the Frommer's do. You got a business online like I do. We all are small business people. Many people listen to this program, and they're maybe in charge of hiring for a big company or maybe a medium-sized company. It doesn't make any difference. No matter what job you need to find a good candidate for, here's the way to do it. It isn't going to cost you any money. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, but you've got to use DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use their facilities free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll have to juggle any emails or calls to your office. You can screen the candidates easily. You can rate them well. Hire the right person wherever you are in the country by using ZipRecruiter.com. Post that job today, and it'll be all over 200-plus job sites. That's how they work at ZipRecruiter.com. You want them to work for you, and isn't it nice that you're listening to us? Because ZipRecruiter is free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Happy to have Pauline Frommer here. Okay, so I was looking at some of the things in the world of tourism, and one of the whether it's here in our country or around the world, you got a lot of people rent cars. They feel like they want to be independent and on their own, which is cool. As long as you got GPS, you can find out where you're going easier. I wonder what sort of tips do you have other than telling people where to go, and you probably don't do that. I'm probably more brash about this than you are, Pauline, when I don't have a good
experience. Well, we tell people where to go. We have 130 books in bookstores all around the nation telling where to go, as well as Fromers.com. And on Fromers.com this week, we have the story of a company that rose from the ashes. It was one of my favorite companies to rent cars through because they had a really, really smart way of working. What they did was every possible coupon that could apply to your car rental cost and then applied it, and you would save hundreds of dollars. Their name is Auto Slash. I have no relation to them whatsoever except for being a fan. And they, the car rental companies started not accepting their reservations because they were basically undercutting everybody else in the market. So now they've come back with a slightly different way of working. Now you put in the days of your rental car. You put in, are you a member of AAA? Are you a member of AARP? Are you a member of Costco? Whatever it is. And then they shoot you back an email, so it can't be searched as easily and then shown that they're undercutting everybody, of what they can offer you. And I'm going to New Zealand soon. I had rented a car for 7 days for one price through another site, and then when I heard they were back, I searched their site because I realized I needed the car for 8 days. And the quote was $160 less for an extra day. And the nice thing they do is they track your rental. So if the cost goes down, they rebook you automatically and send you an email saying you've saved another $50. And that just happened for me, too.
I came across a company a few years ago called Vroom Vroom Vroom. That I've been using. It's an Australian company, and they just aggregate, like a lot of other, the software that they use brings all of the car rental companies together. And I found that I didn't really do any better than if I had rented. I've rented a lot through American Airlines lately. They do Budget and Alamo. I don't like Budget,
right,
but Alamo I would use.
It's fine.
Save 30-35%. But this thing is, this looks like a very good deal. You just go online to autoslash.com, is that it?
And yeah, autoslash.com. You'll read our whole article on it on Fromers.com.
Fromers. Okay.
I mean, that's one way to save. Another way is, are you going to have an extra driver? Some companies charge for it, some don't, and in some law, in some states, it's against the law to charge for it. Like California, they can't charge for it, and there's all kinds of information we have on Fromers.com about insurance and other things.
What a ripoff! I mean, I was upset with the cost of some of the cars that I got, so I went to Fox last night and rented an SUV. And it was the most miserable experience I've ever had renting a car. They are the biggest scammers. They tell you it's a discount, but then they pack everything onto it. Yeah, so don't rent from Fox. That'd be my...
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.